Hello, it's Venus, and I've been waiting for you all week to play these five songs. I've got two political songs, because I've just been feeling that lately. I don't know, Obama's been getting me kind of riled up. And one song by a group that I absolutely love, that I've had the pleasure of seeing live. One song that I've just loved since I saw it in this movie, and one song will be dedicated to my little niece because she's been telling me about, you know, this content for a while. So, for the five artists of the week, Prince, Immortal Technique, Mos Def, The Crystal Method versus The Doors, Edwin Collins, and Gnarls Barkley. So let's start. So for the first song, it's not new, it's called Cinnamon Girl by Prince, and yeah, it is an anti-war song, but I'm really feeling it, and for some reason I've just been feeling it this week, so do enjoy Cinnamon Girl by Prince.
Thank you.
Yes, I do love Prince. And for the next song, I'm going to be playing a song called Bin Laden by Immortal Technique. And Mos Def is on it. He does an intro. And you guys know I love Immortal Technique. And you know I'm going to like rep him forever. So anyway, do enjoy this song. Immortal Technique, Mos Def. It's called Bin Laden.
Man, you hear this bullshit they be talking? Every day, man. It's like these motherfuckers is just like professional liars. You know what I'm saying? It's wild. Listen, Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
I pledge no allegiance, nigga. Fuck the president's speeches. I'm baptized by America and covered in leeches. The dirty water that bleaches your soul and your facial features, drowning you in propaganda that they spit through the speakers. And if you speak about the evil that the government does, the Patriot Act to track you to the type of your blood. They try to frame you and say you was trying to sell drugs and throw a federal indictment on niggas to show you love. This shit is run by fake Christians, fake politicians. Look at their mansions and look at the conditions you live in. All they talk about is terrorism on television. They tell you to listen, but they don't really tell you their mission. They funded Al-Qaeda and now they blame the Muslim religion. Even though Bin Laden was a CIA tactician, they gave him billions of dollars and they funded his purpose. Fahrenheit 9/11, that's just scratching the surface.
Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the towers.
They say the rebels in Iraq still fight for Saddam, but that's bullshit. I show you why it's totally wrong. Cause if another country invaded the hood tonight, it'd be warfare through Harlem and Washington Heights. I wouldn't be fighting for Bush or white America's dream. I'd be fighting for my people's survival and self-esteem. I wouldn't fight for racist churches from the south, my nigga. I'd be fighting to keep the occupation out, my nigga. You ever clock someone who talks shit but look at you wrong? Imagine if they shot at you and was raping your moms. And of course Saddam Hussein had chemical weapons. We sold them that shit after Ronald Reagan's election. Mercenary contractors fighting a new era. Corporate military banking off the war on terror. They controlling the ghetto with the fear of attack, trying to distract the fact that they engineering the crack. So I'm strapped like Lee Malvo holding a sniper rifle. These bullets will touch your kids, and I don't mean like Michael. Your body be sent to the morgue, stripped down and recycled. I fire on house niggas that support you and like you, cause innocent people get murdered in the struggle daily, and poor people never get shit and struggle daily. This ain't no alien conspiracy theory. This shit is real, written on a dollar underneath the Masonic seal.
Dead presidents, I'd rather see the president dead. It's never been said, but I set precedents.
Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth,
City
nigga.
City Records was 80 seconds away from the tower. Some cowards fought with the wrong building. They meant to hit ours.
So, for the next song, I think I was going to play this duo, and it's taken me this long to play them. I really don't know why. These two guys are possibly like my favorite duo of all time. It's the Crystal Method, and this song is off the Community Service 2 album, and it's The Doors versus Crystal Method, and I don't know, I love playing this song hella loud while driving in the car, because it's about driving, and yeah. Anyway, it's The Doors and Crystal Method from the Community Service 2 album.
Keep your eyes on. give up your vows. Give up your vows.
Okay, and for the fourth song, this was possibly the only thing that I liked from Charlie's Angels. Yes, so it's called A Girl Like You. It's by Edwin Collins, and I got it from the Charlie's Angels soundtrack. And in fact, I actually went on a rampage trying to find this song because it's just awesome. So, yeah, I think you'll really like it. Like I said, it's called A Girl Like You, Edwin Collins.
Song from days of yore.
So for the last song, I've spent a couple days with my little niece. She's 3 years old, and she's at this age where, like, there's a boogie monster everywhere. And so I heard this song come on the other day on random, and I totally thought of her. So aside from the last line in this song, and you'll hear it, aside from that, this song is dedicated to her. It's called The Boogie Monster by Gnarls Barkley. That concludes tonight's jam session. I hope you were feeling it. It was pretty upbeat. I actually had been planning this one all week because I just kept hearing all these great songs come on, and, you know, I don't know, that's kind of random. But anyway, until next week, this is Venus keeping the music free for you, and I'm signing off.